It is the 5x5 late night show for a few more weeks. It is. I'm still calling. I guess I went a year calling it the late night show, and I never really liked that name, but we'll talk about that later. Welcome. My name is David, and I'm glad you guys could join me tonight, like you do on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Normally, we do it on Tuesdays, but it's been a hell of a week so far. Well, I haven't had any days off. Since I was sick. So I guess since last Tuesday. And I'm tired. And when you tell people you're tired, they just want you to keep on and continuing to want you to keep on doing stuff with no regard to how you're feeling. If you're sick, if you're tired, if you're just done, if you're depressed, you know, they just want to keep beating on you until you can't take anymore. So I'm having one of those weeks where I'm to the point to where I want to say, forget it. Just forget it, because I'm kind of done. I'm kind of done. And, but you know, I have these bouts where, I feel like that, I guess the wrong word would say it. I feel like I'm never heard, or my health or, level of tiredness is not considered. But you know, that's how I feel every once in a while. And I get like that, and I whine and I pout and I roll my eyes and I get snippy, but at the same time, it doesn't change anything. And sometimes you just want people to say, are you okay? What can I do for you? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, when you want, someone to be there for you, or just care about you a little bit, you know. And I guess I sounded really babyish, but like I said, I get that way sometimes. It's my right. The thing is, today I was so tired. I got home today from work, and it was a long day. I had to go kind of out of town. It wasn't far out of town, but I wasn't in my city to work. And then I came back in town, and I'm like, oh my God, I get to go home. And it was earliest around right at 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I get to go home. And then I get a text message on my work phone, and it says, so are you still going to be at the meeting at 3:15? Who has a meeting at 3:15? Who does that? Where they do that at? And I was like, oh no, I forgot, because the meeting was initially set for tomorrow. And I said, oh no, I forgot about the meeting. And so I lied. I said, oh, I'm on the other side of town. I'm driving. I'm on my way, which I really wasn't. And I live about 10 minutes away from where the meeting was supposed to happen. And I got there and I was like, ugh, why am I even here? You know, y'all even need me here. But there you go. That's been kind of 3 or 4 days that I've had. And then the snow from last week had put me so far behind on my schedule that I've been playing the catch-up game this week, and it hasn't been fun either. But you know, we must carry on, because if I don't do it, nobody will. So I'm like, okay, just David, just stop your belly aching and just work it on out, because nobody else is going to do it. So either you, what's that saying? Shit or get off the pot. So, I guess I shit. But sometimes you like to sit on the pot because you get your phone out. No, just kidding. But I hope you guys are doing well. I'm okay. Other than all that, I'm okay. It was New Comic Book Day today, so we're going to talk about some of the releases, and also, you know, I need to really go to the doctor to see, or a psychiatrist to be diagnosed. I am so OCD. It's ridiculous. I'm really OCD, you know, with my collecting the pop figures and now the mystery minis, and the amount of comic books that I have is staggering. And then now I'm black. Yes, I am black. but now I am back to online gaming. I guess it is not like Facebook gaming, but massively multiplayer online role playing game, MMORPG. I'm back to playing one of those, and I'm going to share what that game is, and maybe you guys can hang out with me and play and play it with me. But we'll talk about that in our Fanboy Weekly segment tonight. And what else do we have going on? Oh, and then the big story which is kind of once again polarized America, which we shouldn't be having these conversations in 2015, but we are. We shouldn't be seeing these things in 2015, but we are. But the SAE fraternity at Oklahoma University decided they wanted to chant and, you know, do a racist chant. So I know you guys have heard it, so I'm not going to play it here on the show, but we're going to talk about that. That'll be part of our Real Talk segment for tonight. And then what else are we going to talk about? Oh, and then just to keep it light and keep it fun, we're going to talk about penis names. There was a couple articles that I read about how, you know, us guys, what we like to call our little friend, and then geographically, what people are using to refer slang for the penis. So, you know, I'm always talking about penises, right? So we're going to talk about that. And then we have a little quiz called the hate quiz. So we'll do that tonight. All this tonight on the 5x5 late night show. My name is David, and we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll start the show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
like the rest, don't fit the mold.
I stay on the low street scheming.
Close every breath, bend down and roll.
Even on my level, stay dreaming.
You're talking about some shit you never get to do. Trying to give me on some stunning shit, I stun on you. Trying to give me on some stunning shit, I stun on you.
Played that song in a very, very long time. That is Stunt by the new hotness Tinashe. She has a joint with Chris Brown now, and I've heard her on some other songs on the radio. So this was all pre all that. So I was liking Tinashe before she blew up. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm glad you guys took the time to listen to me tonight. You know what? The funny thing earlier, I haven't had, you know, I always have a story about how I have received some bad customer service and I'm still eating horribly. I mean, absolutely horribly. You know, remember the guy that did Supersize Me? What's the guy? He does that. And he did like those 30 days. He would do something for 30 days. I forget his name. It's at the tip of my tongue, man. I mean, if anybody think of it, just let me know. Anyhow, I feel like that guy because I've been eating fast food. Ugh, it's not good. And I think that's maybe the reason why I'm tired. And it's just bad. It's just bad. And I'm like, okay, let me change it up. Instead of getting a burger, act like you can eat too many greasy burgers. I do believe that. Not that it stopped me any, but I'm like, and how many double cheeseburgers can you get? Really? You know, even if you go to different places. And I think it's part of why I got sick last week because, y'all gonna be reading about me. Like, oh, Dave's in the hospital. But I ain't complaining that I'm gonna rebuke that in the name of the Holy Spirit because I don't have time to be getting sick. I just need to chill. I need to chill with the fast food. So I'm going to try to put a moratorium on fast food eating. The end of last week this weekend, I didn't eat as much fast food as I normally do in a course day. Because when you're really busy, when you don't have really time to go home and cook a meal, and if your schedule is like mine, I know there's a lot of people who have busy schedules, you know, it's easy to swing through McDonald's, swing through Hardee's, swing through Sonic or whatever to grab something to eat, you know, but that stuff is just so horribly bad for you. And so I was, I just need to put a stop to it. That I, you know, then you think, okay, I'm gonna stop eating the burgers. So maybe I'll get a chicken sandwich or I'll get fish. It's all fried and in grease and, you know, and the soft drinks. And it's just kind of, insane. But you know, it's, I don't know. And so I'm going to try to quit, you know, or even cut back. Like, I'm not, you know, one meal, that's just too much. It's way too much. But anyhow, what I'm saying, this week, I had to, I did my first trade. I don't want to talk about that later. No, I'll talk about that. I did my first trade with a mystery mini. You know, I'm a big Warmer Woman, a Wonder Woman aficionado. You guys know that. And so, in the course of getting these DC Universe mystery minis, I got a Deathstroke one time, and then a friend of mine off my Life with Funko Pop group on Facebook, he was like, well, I trade you her for him. I'm like, okay. And so it took me a week. This is how busy. I couldn't even get to the mailbox. So I go out to the mailbox. You know, they have those. I never go in because I'm like, if I can go to the little kiosk, why wait in the line? But this particular time, and for another thing this week, people have been moving so slow. I have been so annoyed. I've been so annoyed and about people being slow. Not that I move all that fast, because I don't, but my thing is, when I'm trying to get something done, I need you to pick up the pace. And I hate people when they take a long time in, and like a retail store, if you have the cash register, and who writes checks anymore? Stop it. I know I'm gonna be a little long-winded tonight, but I was at the post office, and so there wasn't anybody in the actual space to where there was a line. There was like two people, but they were taking a long time. I'm like, I'll go to the kiosk, because I never go in there anyhow. So I'll just do what I normally do. So I push my little buttons in or whatever, and to get my postage to send this box, this little package off, and my postage didn't print and fall out the little receptacle thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I'm like, well, I'll just go back in here and tell them it didn't work, and they can slap a stamp on it. Well, by that time, I get back into the lobby area where, you know, waiting to be waited on, and it's completely full. And I'm like, ugh. And I had 15 minutes before I had to get somewhere. I had timed it. I stopped at Barnes & Noble. I stopped at the post office. And then I gave myself, allotted myself enough time to get to my appointment that was 15 minutes. Well, in the area, but within 15 minutes. So I'm like, ugh. Really? And so I'm like, okay, just forget it. I can't make it. And that, it was the nicest woman. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, about everybody's not racist. All white people don't hate black people. All black people don't hate white people. I just think I'll get into it during our next segment. But this really, really sweet white lady. Because the funny thing is, she looked familiar. And maybe that's why she was nice to me, because she looked familiar. And somebody looks familiar, and you see them some places, but you don't know who they are. But we didn't even talk about that. And so I was talking to myself loudly, obviously. And she's like, yes. I'm like, oh, no, ma'am, I'm not talking to you. So I'm just talking to this machine. And she came back. She's like, well, what happened? I said, my postage didn't print. She's like, oh, that darn, you know. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, well, so that's before I went to the lobby. So I go back in there and I come back out, because the line was too long. And I look again, and she's like, it still didn't fall out. And I was like, no. And so she said, well, is there anything I can do to help you? And I'm like, this is a total stranger. Here I'm, this big, burly, you know, I'm a man of a particular size, black man. And sometimes you have to leave your preconceptions, you know, at your house, you know, before you actually get out, before you even leave the door. Sometimes you leave those, your perceptions of people, you know, the world we live in is always, you're always going to have a slanted view of what is really going on in your particular surroundings. But I think sometimes you have to just throw those cautions to the wind and just be human. And so she says to me, she's like, she just asked me, does anything I can do for you? And she was so sincere and so generous. And I wish I had got her name, because I would totally give her a shout out. And so I'm like, no. And I said, I have an appointment in 15 minutes and I don't have time to wait. And she's like, oh, well, that's not fair. And I'm like, no. And so we're walking out to our cars together. She doesn't know me from Adam. She didn't snatch up her purse. And she says, well, I hope you have a better day. I said, you know what? I hope you have a good day, too. She's like, I will. Bye, hun, or something she said. And I'm like, I needed that day. Because I was annoyed all day. And that just kind of put that cherry on the top of my annoying ice cream. My annoyance ice cream. And so that was pretty cool. And like I said, sometimes the things that you're normal, sometimes it gets flipped on its head and it gets a little bit abnormal, and the abnormal sometimes is good, you know. But anyhow, I thought I'd share that story with you guys because I thought it was important. I thought it was important, and something that I wasn't expecting from a total stranger. But fast forward to what's today? Yesterday, I guess that happened on Monday. Yesterday, I went back out to the post office because I had a little time to kill, and I had my receipt. And so when I get in there, you know, and I go to the lady at the counter and I said, you know what? I was here yesterday, and my thing is, I was so tired, I couldn't be bothered. You know, I wasn't even mad or anything. I was like, hey, you know, I was here. I said, it's just going to help you. I said, no, to get this mail. I had my card out. You know, I had my credit card out to pay for the $3 postage. And so she says, you know, go through a little exchange. I'm like, yeah, I need to. I said, but by the way, I was here the other day and my postage didn't come out of the machine. This lady starts going off on me. And this is the flip side of the coin when my abnormal exchange with someone goes back to what I normally expect to get when I'm interacting with certain types of people. And she's like, well, what do you expect me to do about it? And, you know, in my head, fireworks went off. But like I said, I was too tired to even have that exchange. And I looked at her. She's like, because the person here, the person who normally handles that, he's not here. They're not there. And you should let somebody know the other day. I'm like, well, I'm not mad. I was just letting you know. She's like, well, I'm just letting you know. There's nothing. I said, I just let you know. My card is in my hand. I'm going to pay for the $3 postage. And so then somebody else comes up, another little white girl comes up, and she's like, and then she knew she had crossed the line. Cause I told her, I said, I'm not mad. You know, I'm not even arguing with you. I said, she's like, well, I'm sorry if I come off the way. I said, well, you're very aggressive and a little combative. I'm like, so I don't know where that's coming from. And she's like, well, no, I'm just trying to let you know that you should have. No, that's not what you said. And then so her little cheerleader, yeah, that's what she said. Girl, bye, because nobody was talking to you. Not even say that. I'm like, okay, let's just forget I said anything. Let's ring this up. And so then now I'm giving you one word answers, you know, and then she's trying to be overly nice. I'm like, girl, that ship has sailed. You know, you could have said, I'm sorry, sir, but, you know, I don't have anyone here to do anything about it today. Here's a number you can call if you want to follow up on the missing postage. Why would I lie about $2 and $3 worth of postage? That's what got me. It was $3. You know, I bought $10 worth of Batman stamps last week. Why would I lie about $3 worth of postage? That doesn't make sense. But again, that's how that abnormal turned to normal real quick. And the normal, you know, sometimes our normal is not that great, you know. And so anyhow, I thought that I know some of them post office people are crazy as hell, but I just thought, I'm like, oh, this chick really tried to snap on me and I didn't even do nothing. And then and normally, you know, I would have snapped back, but I'm like, it's not even worth me saying anything to this crazy person because you obviously want me to act a certain way. So I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to let you be stupid all by yourself. And when I told you several times, I'm not arguing with you. I'm going to pay the postage. I was just letting you know and to make you look foolish. But anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk about the SIG app. So this will be the longest part of our show tonight. But I'm just torn. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the SAE chant and give you my perspective on how that's going to affect race relations and what it really means in 2015 when somebody is singing about lynching black people from trees. It's a 5x8 Day Show. My name is David. I'll be back. Song, I don't know why. That is There You Go by Cam Burn. Welcome back. It is the 5x5. This is our real talk segment. And you know, I was thinking about this and I was like, what do I call the title of tonight's show? Because I talk about so many different things. What's a good title? You know, in the age of social media, you know, and I know I heard people like, I'm getting away from social media, it's too much. It is. I've argued so much this year or the last 12 months on social media with people just being ignorant and even those things coming from friends or even social media friends. I'm like, so now I just post back television shows, you know, whether I'm watching. And you know, guys, I slept through Empire tonight. Yes, I did. So I'm going to watch it later. I was tired, right? I'm like, okay, what am I going to name tonight's podcast? What's a good name? And like I said, in the age of social media, you know, they have, like, I think Instagram has 15 seconds of there's a little video that you can do 15 seconds. I think Vine is either 6 seconds. But I think the video that we got earlier part of this week, I think it was Monday. I seen it Monday. It could have happened this past weekend. I guess it was taken this past weekend. On a bus ride from the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, going to a Founders Day event. I guess it's from the campus of Oklahoma University, but it was 9 seconds. It was loot, but the video, the whole recorded video was 9 seconds. So I'm like, how can we allow 9 seconds to ruin our life? I guess bad choices are made within mere seconds. You know, when I ordered that cheeseburger going through the drive-thru, only takes me a second to order a second one, right? So, but I said 9 seconds is very appropriate because that 9 second video has kind of been the news world's hot button topic this week. Some good, some bad again, and then all and on both sides, the comments from social media. You know, that's one thing. Social media will tell you, you know, how bad how bad race relations are in America, if we're still having this conversation. A little background, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, known as the Sig Eps, is one of the largest North American Greek letter social college fraternities. It was founded at the University of Alabama on March 9, 1856. Of all existing national social fraternities today, Sigma Alpha Epsilon is the only one founded in the antebellum South. Its national headquarters, the Levere Memorial Temple, was established on the campus of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois in 1929. As of 2015, Sigma Alpha Epsilon has initiated more than 325,000 members since badge numbers were first issued and has approximately 15,000 active undergraduate members at 218 active chapters as of March 2015. And 20 colonies. The fraternity has chapters and colonies in 50 states and provinces as of 2011. The creed of Sigma Alpha Epsilon, the true gentleman, must be memorized and recited by all prospective members. New members receive a copy of the Phoenix, the manual of Sigma Alpha Epsilon for educational development. In March 2014, the fraternity announced that it was eliminating the tradition of pledging following several alcohol, drug, and hazing related deaths. Sigma Alpha Epsilon was founded on March 9, 1856 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Its founders, Noble Leslie Devotee, I think I pronounced it right, and Nathan Elims Cockrell, Joseph Brad Rudolph, John Webb Kerr, Samuel Marion Dennis, Wade Hampton Foster, and there's a whole lot of names there. Their leader, Devotee, who wrote the ritual, created the grip, and chose the name. Rudolph designed the fraternity badge of all existing national social fraternities today. Sigma Alpha Epsilon is the only national fraternity founded in the Annabelle itself. I said that earlier. Founded in a time of intense sectional feeling, Sigma Alpha Epsilon confined its growth to the southern states. By the end of 1857, the fraternity numbered seven chapters. Its first national convention met in the summer of 1858 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with four of its eight chapters in attendance. By the time of the outbreak of the American Civil War in 1861, 15 chapters had been established. And then if you want to read more history about the Sig Eps, you can go to Wikipedia. So this is the fraternity we're talking about. And this weekend, a young man who they finally released his name, Parker Rice, led a bus full of members and also members from the Tri-Delts. I guess the Tri-Delts, they were going to the Founders Day celebration, and the video, I know you guys have seen it online, where they were singing, and this is where I'm like, really, do white kids or even kids at that age, 19, do they even see race anymore? You know, although, if they're 19, they were brought up in an era where we had our first black president, and I'm going to say this, the Republicans have waged a war on middle class and I think black folks. So they're, I guess maybe so, if they've been raised in this time frame, of course you have parents, and I think racism is taught. It's just not something you wake up, one day and it's like, I'm going to be racist today because I don't like those blacks or I don't like those Asians. Or I don't like those Mexicans. It doesn't happen that way. But anyhow, the chant, what sounds like, I like how some of these news media outlets, they're saying allegedly, y'all seen this like everybody else in America. It said the chant was done to, not Frere Jacques, but one of those little childhood songs. It's like, there will never be a N-word SAE, there will never be a N-word SAE. You can hang them from a tree, but it will never start. Well, they will never sign with me. There will never be a N-word SAE. And so I'm like, really, when I seen that, I'm like, when I seen it Monday morning, I'm like, this is the bullshit that black people still have to go through. You know, if you have teenagers, college freshmen, sophomores, you have, or even people who are in college, you know, you would think they have a different mindset. But then, you know, you find racists everywhere. And do I think these kids are racist? And I'm going to get in trouble for this. I think you can say racist things, you know, and racially hurtful. You can use racially hurtful words because you think it's funny. You think you're a badass because, you know, you say something that's taboo. And like I've told my friends, I think if you guys haven't watched the Weekly Rewind or listen to the Weekly Rewind, that's another podcast I'm on with host Jaded Tristan from the Jaded City Productions. We were talking about something about how to use the use of the word fag, and a straight person can't call me a fag. You know, now my gay friends, if they want to say that to me, which I don't like it anyhow, don't call me a fag because I'm not a fag, right? But that goes the same thing for my white friends can't use the N-word with me. Okay, I don't like hearing it. You know, have I used it? Of course I have. Of course I can't sit here and lie and say that I've never used it because I have. But my white friends can't use the N-word with me. I'm sorry. If you use the N-word with me, we're not talking. I have a friend now that one day in a conversation, he said it. Now, he said it. He wasn't calling me the N-word, but he was saying it about something else. And I'm like, hey, you can't say that to me. And he was like, oh, no, we've been friends forever. You know, I can say, you know what I mean? I don't care what you meant. You just can't say that to me. So we haven't talked since. You know, he's tried to call me, and I think he called and he said, no, that's not true. He called, we had a brief conversation, and he apologized. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that using that word, you know, with you. But my thing is, if you're so comfortable using that word with me, what are you saying, you know, when you're with your white friends? So that's where I go, like, you meant that shit, you know, so you can't say it to me. So I'm not accepting it. You know, and we can be acquaintances. I can never call you my friend because my friends don't behave that way. But anyhow, the article from the Washington Post went on to say, as people struggle to understand, many ask whether this was an isolated incident or a symbol of a much larger systemic cultural racism. Many found a pattern of SAE, one of the country's largest and most influential fraternities, pointing to everything from the fraternity's website to a Confederate flag at one of its houses to a series of racial incidents over the years at chapters around the country. Others said that the 15,000 current members of SAE are in no way represented by the events at OU. But there was a unified chorus. There is a problem at this chapter now. The fraternity's national headquarters quickly apologized, condemned the video, closed its University of Oklahoma chapter, and suspended all the members from the fraternity. The university's president responded swiftly as well, speaking against racism, joining a rally on campus Monday, and then expelling two students who led the chant Tuesday. Some criticized, now here's where people get stupid. Some criticized that expulsion as a violation of free speech at a public university was wrong. The video also had an immediate effect on Oklahoma's image. Oklahoma Sooners football recruit John Delance, a four-star offensive lineman who committed to play football at the Big 12 school in November, visited the campus and Norman, Oklahoma, with his mother this past weekend. And at very uneducated people, Delance told CBS 11 in Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday, it was very disturbing to me. I didn't like it. And then I think he's not going to the school now. He is uncommitted from going. Some students who know one of the two SAE members who were expelled identify him as 19-year-old freshman from Dallas who attended the Jesuit College Preparatory School, a prestigious private all-boys school located in North Dallas that is 69% white. Officials with that school said, too, that it appears a former student there was in a racist video. The school did not publicly identify the student. And the recent video regarding the OU and the SEA fraternity appears that a graduate from Jesuit Dallas is leading the racist chant. The Jesuit school's president, Mike Ersing, said in a statement, "I am appalled by the actions in the video and extremely hurt by the pain that has caused our community. It is unconscionable and very sad that in 2015 we still live in a society where this type of bigotry and racism takes place." Efforts to reach the student Tuesday through an Oklahoma University email account were unsuccessful, and no one answered a telephone number for his family resident down. Leave these people alone. Yeah, I know you guys are mad, but calling him and threatening him and being nasty, what purpose does that serve? I think the bigger issue is, and I think some people have kind of said it without saying it, because obviously this has been a trend at this particular university. I don't know how it is at other on other college campuses, but out of the, there have only been two black members in the last 20 years. You know, out of the 345 members that they have, I think two of them were black, or 246. I had to get the exact numbers. And they had one of the gentlemen were on TV. His picture was on the wall there. But, I mean, come on now. So I think, so do we, so should all these fraternities be investigated? You know, because I know they're doing it. You know, I went to a predominantly white university, a private university locally, and I went to some of them parties, you know, where I just felt out of place. But I felt out of place on the campus itself because there wasn't enough black kids, you know, regardless of what their admittance criteria were. I just felt uncomfortable in the whole, I was stayed here in town, but it was just, I was uncomfortable. And then you see the Teaks and the Sig Epps, and there was another one here locally. And I never could understand how, those fraternities were, considered social fraternities. But when you have the Q's and the Kappas, you know, they were considered business fraternities, I think is how they're categorized. And I never understood that. I'm like, well, that's not fair. You know, but I think on different, on the HBCUs, they're considered, they're different. But on these predominantly white campuses, they're not treated the same. But I heard a really good question on the radio yesterday, and they were saying, would you join, if the opportunity presented itself, would you join a group that was predominantly something that you were not? Say, if you're a white person, you wanted to join a predominantly black group, you know, it's allowed. You know, it's we say predominant because you can't say you can't join based on color or sexual orientation or gender, you know, but would you? Would you? Honestly, if back then, I don't know if I really wanted to pledge a fraternity. I don't think that's not something I would want to do, because normally those kids are kind of stuck up, and this kind of lends itself to that elitist attitude. But the black fraternities and sororities do the same thing. So, but I've never been that person to want to be so exclusive that to make me better than someone. That's my problem with fraternities and sororities, because they're so elitist and want to be exclusive that it's kind of sickening. But some people have had long lasting. I have friends that are Kappas. I have friends that are Qs, that, and they have that long lasting brotherhood. And I think that's great. But would you join a group, a social group that wasn't an equal amount, say it was a black and white, we'll just use black and white, an equal amount of black people compared to white people. Say if you were white and there was, you know, it's 80% black and 20% white, would you join? Or say 90% black and 10% white, would you join? You know, on the flip side, I would not. You know, maybe that has hindered me from some opportunities. I'm just not comfortable. especially in the Midwest. You know, I'm just not comfortable with that. That's not something that I find fun. It's not something that I want to do. And I don't know. I just wouldn't. You know, simply put, I just wouldn't. And this situation in Oklahoma with the SIGEPS, I think it just lends itself to a bigger picture of the America we live in 2015. Race relations, I think, a report was released the other day how race relations were, since Obama became president, you know, black people think that race relations are worse. And white people think they're better. Where'd that come from, right? And I'm like, geez, you know, I want to be friends with everybody, but you can't be friends with everybody. I don't want you to change. Do these kids deserve to get kicked out of school? You know, that's up to the course of the university, and they have. The two that were found to be leading the chant. The unfairness is, you know, and this is, and I'll probably get some heat for this. A few bad apples shouldn't spoil the whole bunch. Now, everybody on that bus, I think, is questionable, you know, their motives for doing it. The guys leading the chant, okay, absolutely, there's corrective action that has been done. Do you punish everybody? Because, you know, the school is very swift in its response. They're like, take them damn Greek letters off that building. Y'all, they had until last night. At 12 to until 12 o'clock to get their shit out the house. Like, y'all got to go. You know, y'all got to go. And so it was very swift, and then some of the members were coming out and said we were highly embarrassed, but I don't think everybody was on that bus. You know, and they're saying, I don't know if this is the spin, they're saying that these refreshments who were drinking, we all know fraternities, they drank. They were drinking and made some bad decisions. What was really disturbing to me, there is a report from the Morning Joe. And I've seen this throughout, and I've heard this from professionals talking about how rap influences people, you know, and so and one professional through the course of my job, I'm like, yeah, that's not true. You know, I don't know what you're talking about, because that's offensive to me, you know, and not that I'm a big fan of rap music, because, you know, I like hip hop, or I guess hip hop rap is interchangeable, but it's the spin. We're going to blame the people, you know, because now the host from the Morning Joe were saying that these were white kids listening to rap music, and this is why they felt so comfortable chanting the song about lynching black people, you know, hanging them from the tree. You know, I don't know one rap song by a black artist that talks about that. So I'm like, are you kidding me with that? Are you really going to put that out there as justification to why these kids did what they did? You know, they backpedaled a little bit today. Co-host Mika Brzezinski noted that rapper Waka Flocka, who just recently counseled on our parents on the campus, has spoken out against the video, saying that he was disgusted and disappointed after having performed at the frat last year. Brzezinski looked at his lyrics, though, and discovered that Flame himself had used both the N-word and F-bombs. And he says he should be disgusted with them. She said he should be disgusted with himself. The conservative commentator Bill Kristol weighed in. Popular culture becomes a cesspool, he said. A lot of corporations profit off of it, and then people are surprised when some drunk 19-year-old kids repeat what they've been hearing. Exactly, Resistance agreed. So you guys are stupid. That's not true, but it's another way to justify you know, is, you know, blame the oppressed instead of the oppressor, you know, because again, there's a lot of white people that don't want to accept the fact that there's still racism, you know, in America. And it was funny to me, you know, when these young black boys are being gunned down by the police, you know, why don't they save those comments to justify the black person being aggressive and getting shot, you know, instead of saying, oh, he's a thug. So these young black boys are thugs, but the white kids are just drunken white kids listening to that type of music, and they're just repeating what they're hearing. And I'm like, no, that's not true. You're an idiot. But again, that's just that whole, if you have never walked in my shoes, you don't know what I go through. And that's the battle I've been fighting a lot on Facebook ever since the Ferguson thing went down, and every day with President Obama. You know, you don't know what it is. If you're not a black person, you know, you may be able to understand, but you would never feel what I go through as a black man on a daily basis. And it is unfortunate that everybody can't, you know, feel that, because I love it when I hear a white person say, well, I've been racially profiled too. By who? You know, I've been a victim of racism. By who? You know, by who? You know, anyhow, that's just my take on the whole situation. It's just sad. And I think, and I will say this, black people need to stop using the N-word. We need to stop using it. You know, I know a lot of people take power from the word and say the reason why, and then the verses of the GA ending versus the GER ending. Give me a break. You know, I think we need to stop using the word, period. It's just ugly. It's obviously divisive. It's, you know, it's just not something we should be using. Just like we don't want white people using it, then we need to lead the charge and say, and stop using ourselves. But that doesn't justify someone who, in conjunction with using the word, talking about hanging people from trees, you know, that's a whole bird of a different color. But anyhow, the last thing I'm going to say about the student Parker Rice and the family of the second student Levi Pettit issued public apologies for their participation in the chant. Rice, through his father, told the Dallas Morning News that the event was fueled by alcohol and that he joined in on a chant he was taught. So, you know, I don't know how much they're going to delve into this and is how this is going to expose social fraternities and sororities. Because I think this is not the end. This is just the beginning of a much bigger picture. And only time will tell how much comes out from this incident. But he says, I'm deeply sorry for what I did Saturday night. It was wrong and reckless. I made a horrible mistake by joining into the singing and encouraging others to do the same. On Monday, I withdrew from the university, and sadly, at this moment, our family is not able to be in our home because of threatening calls as well as frightening talk on social media. Why? I know everyone wants to know why or how this happened. I admit it likely was fueled by alcohol consumed at the house before the bus trip, but that's not an excuse. Yes, the song was taught to us, but that too doesn't work as an explanation. It's more important to acknowledge what I did and what I didn't do. I didn't say no, and I clearly dismissed an important value I learned at my beloved high school, Dallas Jesuit. We were taught to be men for others. I failed in that regard, and in those moments, I also completely ignored the core values and ethics I learned from my parents and others. The statements did not address who taught the students in the chant or why. So he was taught by someone, especially when you have a video, and this is an example of someone earlier. There was a video of the house mother. I think she was 79 years old. And she's on video saying N-word. But she was repeating a song. You know, she was repeating a song. So I think that's different. But, you know, now you have the job. You know, there's a black chef that worked there. Now he's out of a job because the university is like, absolutely not. So anyhow, it remains to be seen. You know, SAE leaders, and they already have a bad rep. There was like a video done or some kind of documentary, and a young lady says, she says that SAE stands for sexually assault imminent. I guess that's, is imminent ISI or SA, I don't know what the something about sexual assault. You have to see the video. I haven't seen it. But anyhow, you know, that's my take on it. I hope this lesson, it's a tough one. It's a tough one to learn, and will people learn from it? You know, who knows? Are we still going to experience this type of racism on this scale? Of course we are. It's going to be one of those things that's not going to die down quickly. I think there's going to be more. Now that this is out there, there's going to be more, you know, revelations from different campuses on this topic, you know, on the admittance of not even black people, but all non-white students, you know, and how they're treated in the admittance process to these social organizations. So we'll see. We'll see. So, but you know, I think we just have to, learn to realize the world we live in. Not that it makes it right. It's just something that we just need to, and the thing is you look to the youth to kind of lead the charge on, tolerance and inclusion. And this is kind of a step back. It's not surprised, but it's kind of a step back. And I can't wait until they find to expose who taught that just rousing chant to everyone, because we all want to know. Right. So we're going to take another little break here, and when we come back, we'll lighten the mood, and we'll talk about penises. It's the Five by Five Later Show. We'll be right back.
I don't need to ask, because the spirit is deep and the mind is
another song I haven't played in a very long time. That's it. That's Embrace the Taste by Alex Barroza and featuring Snowflake. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we definitely had to lighten up. I don't really go on these racist type of rants very often, but you know, I had to do it. So let's lighten the mood. And there is an article that I read, and I was fooled. I was fooled by the article, but it's called The Most Popular Penis Names in America. And it was on the Logo New Now Next website. And written by Adam Salandra. He says, there's often a divide in our great country between two different terms for the same thing. As proven in a recent study conducted by Pornhub Insights, don't act like y'all don't know what that is, the many names for the male member are no different. Based on data collected from porn searches, the most used nicknames for the penis are dick and cock. With the latter taking the number one spot. Statistics revealed 37 out of 50 states choose cock most frequently when searching for peen-related viewing material. And those states that do use dick, then those states that use dick most often are in the Southeast. When breaking it down by gender, the study found women tend to use the word dick more often than cock in searches, with the opposite being true for men. So the next time you travel into a different part of the United States, you'll know just the lingo to use in your casual discussions over dongs. So I was like, okay, because you know, people, we always have these funny things about, what do you call your penis? You know, what's the name of your penis? You know, I don't have a name, so there's no need for me to go there. But I'm like, well, that's what I thought it was going to be. And but it looks like in the South and Illinois, people say dick, and then everywhere else they say cock. I never liked the C word. It's almost like that other C word. And as not that it's offensive, I just think it sounds. This it almost sounds. It almost sounds filthier, right? when you use that word. But on the Men's Health 40+, .com, they gave all the names that men have called their penis. Starting with the A's, we have Ace in the Hole, All Day Sucker, Apple-Headed Monster, Blood and Gore's Mayonnaise Cannon. Oh, that's disgusting. Boneless Beef, Cave Dweller, Chicksicle, Chowder Dumper, Clam Digger, Cockasaurus Rex, Danger the One-Eyed Ranger, Dangling Furry, Deep Vein Purple Helmet Spartan of Love. That's too much. Elmer the Glue Shooter, Everlasting Gob Dropper. Oh, that's disgusting. Fallopian Fiddler. Flesh Missile. Foaming Beef Probe. Gleaming Love Sword. Glowworm. Great Pyramid. Hammer. This is for you geeks out there. Hammer of Thor. Hanging Chad. Now, this is the longest name ever. And whoever made up this stuff is ridiculous. He Who Must Be Obeyed. No greater truth has ever been spoken. Heat-seeking moisture missile, ill, Hymen Hammer, Jerkin Gherkin, Jizz Whiz, King Dingling, Komodo Dragon, Lady Dagger, Lance of Love, Leader of the Sack, Leather Lollipop. You know, there was somebody in this one of them leather bears. Love Muscle, Magenta Mushroom, Man in the Pink Helmet, Meat Thermometer, Mr. Bobo, Mr. Happy, Mushroom Tip Love Dart, Nut Cannon, One-Eyed Wonder Worm, One-Eyed Trouser Trout, Otis Deep Throatus, Oyster Probe, Polka Her Hauntus, Protein Spigot, Pump Action Yogurt Rifle, Ill, Purple Helmet Soldier of Love, Ralph the First Phase Chicken, Reamer Tower of Penis, Rumpel's Foreskin, Scooby Snack, Slippery Love Dolphin, Sperminator, Spurt Reynolds, oh, that's my favorite, Taco Warmer, Third Arm of Justice, Throbbing Purple Pneumatic Drill of Love, you had too much time in your hands, Upright Citizen, The Uterus Unicorn, Vaginal Depth Detector, Venus Maximus, Wally the One-Eyed Wonder Wiener, Weapon of Ass Destruction, Winky the Milk Spitting Tunnel Favorite, Ecstasy Stick, Yard of Beef, Zaboni Baloney, and the last one is Zipper Ripper. Yeah, mine's is none of that. So, if you want to tell me what you call your penis, I want to know because you know I'm nosy. You can hit me up on Facebook, the 5x5, completely spelled out, or send me a tweet. And this with our hashtags of penis name 5x5 will be our hashtag at the 5x5 on Twitter. Or you can send me an email at the number 5BYYFIVE@gmail.com. And like I said, I'm nosy. So, I just want to know, and I'll read them on air next week because I think they're funny. And if you tell me yours, I will tell you mine. I think that's only fair, right? it's only fair, and it'll be funny, and we'll play a game. Anyhow, let's move on ahead from. All of our penis talk.
It's time for
It's Fanboy Weekly for all you geeks, nerds, and blurs. Let's get our geek on.
I just love my Wonder Woman music, you know. I just love it. Anyhow, it's the time of the show where we talk about all the weekend geek for me, which hasn't been a lot because I've been working and not been able to get anything major. But I did find from a pop vinyl figure. I did get my Jack Burton, Kurt Russell, Big Trouble in Little China pop. I was wanting that. I did. I found it at Toys R Us. So they're $10 at Toys R Us. They have, I think, How to Train Your Dragon over there. They might have, I don't know if they have Walking Dead. I might have seen Walking Dead. And then they have the Big Trouble in Little China figures over there. Before, they wouldn't sell a lot of these, but I guess they've jumped on the bandwagon since everybody else has. So I don't know how long the pop figure phenomenon would last. They're coming out a lot more. It's in March, so the end of this month we're going to get some of the ones that I was talking about in an earlier podcast, like the Matrix ones, the X-Files ones. There's a couple of others that I want to get. I still haven't found Batgirl, but that's okay. Because I can get it, but it's $80 and I can't do that. And this week, coming up this weekend, it is Indiana Comic Con. Hopefully, I'm going to go. I did take that day off. Who takes a day? I don't work on Saturdays, but I got to take off a day on Saturday. It's ridiculous, right? Greg Land and Ethan Van Sciver is going to be there. And the guy who's great, Momoa. Is it Greg Momoa or some Momoa, the guy from Game of Thrones? I think he is going to be he's going to be Aquaman in the new Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice movie. Somebody please tell me his name. He's going to be there. I'm like, do I just buy something with because there's this really, really cute action figure of I wouldn't say cute. It was a really good action figure of him from Game of Thrones. I'm like, oh, I think it's a Game of Thrones. And I'm like, I should get that just to have him sign it. But, you know, I thought it was kind of pointless. So I'm not doing it now. But he's going to be there. I think Carrie Fisher is going to be there as well. So it's a pretty big one. And, you know, I've been itching to get some of my blank comic book variants done. this will be the first one. But now my ride or die partner is not, I don't think she's going with me, so I don't really want, it's 3.5 hours to drive. So if anybody's driving and just they're going up on Saturday and come back on Saturday and you have an extra seat, I'll ride with you and I'll give you gas money. I just don't want to ride by myself. Or somebody wants to ride with me. It's totally fine. So there you are. I'm going to put it on Facebook later. So anybody wants to go with me, just give me a holla. But that's happening this weekend. It'll be my first one of the year. Then we have one here locally at the end of the month. And they all kind of start piling on. After this month ends, but back to the superhero DC Comics superheroes mystery minis. Right now, I have a black and I have two Batmans, a black one and a blue one. The blue one is a little more rare, so 1 in 24. I did get the metallic Harlequin from Hot Topic, which is a 1 of 36. I got another 120. I got a 1 of 24 Lex Luthor. Oh, and I did get an Aquaman, but it's a 1 of 12. And I got a 1 of 24 Martian Manhunter. Then, of course, my Wonder Woman that my friend Devin sent me. But there is a White Lantern Batman and a White Lantern Green Lantern Hal Jordan that's available. But those are available from not Hot Topic, but those are available from Barnes & Noble. The Hot Topic special ones is the Black Flash and the metallic Harlequin. So if you guys, if you get them from Barnes & Noble, they're cheaper. They're $7.50 at Hot Topic. They're $5.99 at Barnes & Noble. If you have a 20% coupon, that takes away another $1.20 off, $1.19 off from the ones at Barnes & Noble. So always wait till you get your coupon. And if you're a member, you get another 10% on top of that. So that makes them a little bit more affordable. And if you're a member from Barnes & Noble, you can just order them and you get free express shipping if you're a member. And like for, if you sign up for a membership, the first 2 months is free. So if you just want to do that for 2 months and order your stuff and get free express shipping, why not? Then I think it's $25 a year to join. And speaking of joining, pretty soon we should be getting our Marvel Collector Core mystery box. They introduced that earlier part of this year. I think it's going to be like $31. So, and that's coming with, I don't know if it's too late to order yet, but that is coming with a Hulkbuster pop. I think it's a 6-inch one too. So that's coming in April. And then in another 10 days, we should be receiving this month's Loot Crate, which is the month, the theme for this month is called Covert, like for spies and stuff. And so that should be good. Can't wait for that. And then, like I said earlier, today was New Comic Book Day. So even in the course of my busy day, I was able to run to get my package. I'm doing my package. I was able to get to the comic book store today. So we got Spider-Gwen number 2, which came out before Silk number 2, and Silk number 1 came out before Spider-Gwen number 1. The story got a little better because the first story was kind of crappy. The Amazing Spider-Man. I've been on the Spider-Man kick, right? The Amazing Spider-Man special number 1, which is a 3-part Inhuman story. Spawn, the original Spawn is back. Spawn Resurrection number 1. My favorite comic book right now, other than Saga and Chew, Ms. Marvel, number 13, and Batman Eternal is number 49, is out as well. I haven't had the opportunity to read. I probably won't get to read them until Sunday. But those are our comic books for the week. So check those out. Like I told you, after the latest Batman Eternal, when it hits 52, I've been doing it collecting for a year. I'm done. with Batman Eternal because the story hasn't gotten any better. Hasn't gotten any worse. There have been some hiccups here and there, but it's just like, it's starting to feel drawn out right now. And especially be a weekly comic at, what's that? At $3, at $2.99 a week times 52, that's $150 for a year of one comic. I don't want to add up the rest of them. I don't want to add up the rest of them because I'm sure it's not that good. But anyhow, lastly, on my week in geek, I started a game. My cousin, Chris, he had told me that they were selling this game online really cheap. 10 or 15 bucks for Guild Wars 2. I played Guild Wars 1 for a good long time. Of course, I was a City of Heroes player for a long time. But Guild Wars 2 is pretty interesting. I've been playing it, and I've gotten addicted to it. So if you guys are playing, I am playing on Yak's Bend server under, I think it's the Futyl, F-U-T-Y-Y-L. And that was one of my old names from City of Heroes. But you can always tweet me and ask me what my name is if you're playing the game. But right now, the 69 or 79 version of that game is $15, I think, from their website. And it's not, there's no monthly fee. There's only, it's a one-time fee, and then you pay for, you play for free every, you know, until you're not playing anymore, right? So it's worth it. It's a big download, but it's worth it. You can even get the $10 version. The $15 version just came with some extra stuff, and it was just $5 more, so that's what I got. But I'm totally addicted and wish I hadn't started playing, but I did. And I don't know. That's going to take up some of my extra geek time. Like right now, when I get off here, I'm going to play for an hour. You know, I've talked. I had planned this out tonight. Then I had to be up early because I have a lot of meetings early tomorrow. And I need to get those taken care of. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take off for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back hopefully next Tuesday. Tuesdays are bad for me now. Possibly Wednesday. And maybe, just maybe, I got to go to Indiana Comic Con. And I'll tell you all the good goodies that I got up there if I get to go. All right, guys, you have a great night. Thank you guys for listening whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the 5x5. Look out for Glitter and the Geek coming to you by the end of March. Thank you guys for listening. As always, take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. Good night.